Hi, my name is Preston Dennett, and I would like to welcome all of you to the Out-of-Body Workshop. In the next hour, we're going to embark upon an incredible adventure to the other side. We will learn all about the out-of-body experience, and no stone will be left unturned, I hope. I'm going to teach you about the dangers and the obstacles, the qualifications and the benefits of the out-of-body experience. We're going to learn several different methods that you can use to easily achieve the out-of-body state. And I will also share some powerful techniques that you can use to maintain this fragile state of consciousness. And finally, we're going to cover a list of unique and exciting experiments that you can do once you succeed getting out of body. So sit down and open your mind, get a glass of water, maybe a pen and pencil. There's going to be a lot of information, and even better, record it, because this is a really amazing subject and can really change your life. So before we begin, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up very skeptical of the paranormal, ghosts and out-of-body experiences and UFOs and all of that, until 1984, when my mother died. And it was about 2 weeks after her death that I actually saw her ghost. She appeared in front of me in full color and then slowly faded away. Now, at the time, I did not believe in ghosts, so I just assumed I was hallucinating, and I told nobody about my little secret and just sort of forgot about it. But over the next year or so, I began to have a series of vivid dreams during which I would wake up in my bedroom because somebody walked in. I would jump up, and it was my mother, and I'd run up and hug her, and I'd say, "Mom, you're dead. You can't be here." And she would shake her head and say, "No, I'm all right," or "I'm fine," or "It doesn't matter," things like this. And then I would wake up for real and thinking, what just happened? Because on some level, I felt like I had just had contact with my mother, but I did not believe in life after death, so it couldn't be real. And forget the fact that I saw her ghost. This happened actually several times, so I started to get interested in dreams. And I asked my friends and family and coworkers about their experiences with this. And it turns out a lot of them were having really dramatic and unexplained experiences. So I quickly developed an interest in the subject, and I read everything I could get my hands on, and I eventually stumbled upon the out-of-body experience. There's a number of books out there about it, about how to do it. They give exercises, so I thought I'd try the exercises. It sounded intriguing. And to my surprise, after only like a few weeks of doing these exercises, I easily slipped out of body. And I will always remember the first time. I just lay down in the middle of the day to relax on my bed when suddenly I felt this huge wave of energy just overtake my body and fill it up. And in a matter of seconds, I just popped right out of my body, floated up across the room, down the hall, and into the bathroom, where I stood in front of the mirror and grabbed the sink. And I shouted out, "I'm doing it, I'm doing it." But as I looked into the mirror, I couldn't see my reflection. There was nobody there, which, let me tell you, is a strange feeling. But it was very exciting. It only lasted a few seconds. I was then pulled right back into my body, and I plopped back into it and wrote down the experience. So I was really excited. I continued to do the exercises. And my second experience was actually really scary. I just woke up one night and found myself out of body. And I was standing there, and I looked down, and I could see myself in bed. And suddenly I thought, actually, that I had died. It was a very scary experience. But suddenly it wasn't so fun going out of body. And I dived right back in. And I woke up and I realized, hey, I did it again. And I was actually really excited. So I continued to do the exercises. And at first it was very hard to move or see or maintain my awareness. I would pop out and fly uncontrollably or become overcome by waves of emotion, usually excitement. But after a couple of years, I learned to control the ability. I started flying around the physical world, going through walls, visiting my friend's house. Basically, I wanted to prove that I really was out of body, which I was able to do. But it wasn't long before I started going into the upper astral planes, which is really where all the fun is. And so we're going to talk more all about this. And all of this is also in my book, Out of Body Exploring, which has just been released by Hampton Roads. There's an excerpt of it on my website, which is www.prestondennett.com. So you can read more about that if you'd like. But now it's time to get started. So let's start with a basic definition of the out-of-body experience. It's also known as astral projection. And the out-of-body experience is when a person perceives himself as being separate from their physical body. And in this state, you will find that you have a duplicate body, which appears very much like the physical, only made of a finer type of substance. Many writers simplify the subject, saying there's only a physical body and an astral body, but actually, the advanced astral explorers will tell you that there are many bodies, seven or more, including the physical, the etheric, the astral, the mental body, the causal body, the buddhic body. It goes on. And each body is particularly suited to successively higher dimensions. And the higher each dimension goes, the greater degree of freedom and movement each body has. So, for example, in the first dimension, you can compare it to a dot, which has no movement at all. And the second dimension would be a line, which has the freedom of movement to go back and forth and up and down. And we're in the third dimension, and we can move in three basic directions, including back and forth, up and down, and side to side. But when you go out of body into the astral body, you're in the fourth dimension, and you have a whole new direction of freedom, basically, and a number of other, you know, powers, I guess you would call them. In the astral body, you're able to fly. Flying is no problem. And also, you can move through solid objects. And with practice, you can learn to actually increase or decrease your size. And by doing so, this is how you travel into a new direction, which is inwards and outwards. And as you travel up each successive dimension, you learn that space and time are really just illusions, and you're actually able to sort of collapse them. In the astral body, you can move great distances in the blink of an eye, and you can actually visit the past and the future. So you learn this as you progress, that time and space are an illusion, and the astral body has more control over that sort of dimension. The astral body has all the senses the physical body does, only they are more intense. The astral body is also elastic, meaning it can stretch a very long distance. You can reach out 10, 20, 30 feet or more, or you can actually assume different forms. It's sort of plastic in that way. So with the astral body, you can not only explore the physical world, but the astral dimensions, which is basically where we all go when we die. So the out-of-body experience shouldn't be confused with remote viewing or traveling clairvoyance or anything like this, because neither of these involve actually leaving the physical body. The out-of-body experience differs from the near-death experience in that the near-death experience is produced by trauma and is usually involuntary and uncontrollable, and it really follows a set pattern where people go through a tunnel of light, they see their deceased relatives, have a past life review, and are returned. Whereas the out-of-body experience, it involves no trauma, it's totally voluntary, it's controllable once you get good at it, and it's basically subject to the will of the projector rather than a set pattern. So otherwise, it's very much like a near-death experience, a controlled near-death experience. And I also want to mention here the connection of dreams to the out-of-body experience, because dreams are essentially hallucinations, and they are basically your consciousness being played out in images, but they can also contain memories of out-of-body journeys, particularly flying dreams. And the lucid dream is when someone is able to transfer their waking consciousness into the dream state while they are dreaming. And most astral travelers will tell you that the lucid dream is an inferior type of out-of-body experience. So I think lucid dreaming is an important step in the evolution towards the out-of-body experience, but it shouldn't be confused with an out-of-body experience. But in summary, the out-of-body experience is just what it sounds like. It's pretty simple. It's just the experience of leaving the body. Now, this brings us to the obstacles. Like, why aren't more people doing this if it's so easy? I think, actually, there are many reasons, and probably the biggest one is ignorance. I think that most people really have no idea that they have the ability to do astral projection or even really anything about the subject. And another obstacle, I think, is skepticism. Even people who know about the subject might not believe it. They don't believe they would be able to do it, or believe that anybody could do it, for that matter. But those are two major obstacles, but probably I think the biggest one of all is fear. Even if you, the out-of-body experience is the ultimate unknown, and fear can be a major stumbling block. I think that's what stops most people. But there's a lot of other factors. Laziness. I mean, even if you believe in the out-of-body experience, know you can do it, and have no fear of it, it's not going to happen unless you do the exercises. And basically, just like any other field of knowledge, you have to apply yourself and maintain discipline to be successful. But there are other obstacles. Disinterest, lack of sleep, that's a big obstacle. The distractions of everyday life, not enough free time, procrastinating, things like this. Another really strong major stumbling block is addictions, attachments to worldly things such as food, TV, sex, whatever, anything which steals your attention. All of these are obstacles. I mean, if you're controlled by lust or anger or greed or gluttony or anything like this, it's going to be really hard for you to focus your energies and your attention on astral projection. But anyone can do it. The truth is, it's actually pretty easy. So let's talk a little bit about the qualifications. I mean, do you think you have the, quote, right stuff to become an astral explorer? Well, I have great news for you. The answer is yes, you do. The fact is, everybody does. Everybody has an astral body. If you are a human being, you have the ability to astrally project. And without exception, I think, advanced astral travelers will tell you that not only can everybody go out of body, but that everybody does go out of body every night, or virtually every night. They just don't remember it. Occasionally, a memory snippet will slip through, maybe in the form of a flying dream, as I said earlier. But most people have no idea of the incredible adventures that they're going on every evening. Astral travel, it's easy. A lot of the early writers talked about how you needed to be in perfect health. However, this is not true now. We know this because there are lots of people who have done astral travel who were in great health. I don't think you have to stop eating meat or smoking cigarettes or even abstain from alcohol, though this may help some. I don't think you have to fast or attain moral or ethical perfection or be a saint or a holy man. None of this is necessary. Though, again, some of it might help, but the out-of-body experience is accessible to anyone. The only real qualifications are having enough desire, having the courage and the discipline, and basically being open-minded enough to attempt the exercises. And I think that if you're the type of person who can relax physically and mentally, and also have a really objective and analytical kind of left-brained type of mind, you're the perfect candidate. But it's really easy. All you have to do is try. Now, I get a lot of questions from people about the dangers of astral travel, and there's still some controversy about how much danger it is. Waldo Vieira, he's an advanced astral projector, and he claims that astral travel is no more dangerous than sleeping. And I've read all the books by the major astral travelers, and not one of them has really reported any serious dangers physically. Really, the out-of-body experience is one of the most common psychic experiences, and most people will experience at least one or two in their lifetime. But some of the early writers, like William Crookes, he claimed that there was a number of different dangers awaiting the unwary projector, including possession by entities, getting locked out of your body, going too far out, becoming lost in the astral planes, being attacked by hostile entities, repercussion, which is returning back to your body too quickly, maybe because someone touched it or something like that. Insanity, even catatonia, premature burial or death. All of these, I think, are really exaggerated, and the evidence now shows the opposite, that travel is safe and very beneficial in a number of different ways. I could not find a single historical account, either or modern, of any injury caused by astral projection or anyone who has died from it. While it can be really scary and emotional while you're out of body, all the evidence that I've collected shows that it's not only safe, but very beneficial. And in my own experience, 20 years and thousands of projections, I've never experienced anything physically harmful. But just to allay your fears, let's go quickly over some of these so-called dangers, like possession. This is one of the most common questions I get. People think they're going to be possessed by some sort of demon from hell if they leave their body. I know of no cases where any astral traveler has been possessed. And you don't have to worry about this because each person has what's known as a silver cord attached to their astral body. It's sort of like the umbilical cord from the baby to the placenta. It's a non-physical cord which attaches your physical body to your astral body. It's usually attached to the back of your head or your back, and it's composed of energetic fibers or one giant glowing hose type thing, and it's infinitely stretchable. It cannot be broken. It is only severed upon death of the physical body. So a lot of astral travelers never actually see their cord. Some see it, some don't. I personally have only seen it once, so I know it's there. But this cord will not only protect you from possession, it will protect you from all the other imagined dangers, such as going too far out or becoming lost. Say, if you're out of body and you think you're way too far away, the silver cord will automatically pull you back. But if it doesn't, there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, you should remember that whenever you're out of body, you're totally safe. It's a non-physical environment and you can't be hurt. And this can be a little bit hard to get used to, but you'll get used to it with practice. But if you become scared or you feel you're too far out or you feel like you're lost, all you have to do is shake your head back and forth. That works for me. Or open your and close your eyes really quickly. Another really good method is to wiggle your toes or your fingers. All of these work great, and they take you instantly back into your body. And I really wouldn't worry too much about this because most people have the opposite problem, which is staying out of body. Because when you go out of body, you become very emotional, and it's very difficult to think and remember. It's very hard to move and see. So most people are drawn instantly back into their physical body the instant they become too emotional or have any fear or type of excitement. So this probably won't be a problem for you. And another method, if you want to just end your out-of-body experience, is to just lie down and go to sleep in the astral environment. I've done that a few times. But again, I don't think you'll have any problem with this. Now let's talk a little bit about attack by hostile entities. This can be actually pretty common. Most astral travelers have encountered hostile entities. I have a few times. I was attacked an astral bull. Once an astral lion pounced on me and bit me in the neck. And both times, or when the astral lion came, I just simply flew away. And the bull I confronted, and I was able to basically stop its aggression. Another time I was flying around when I felt this tiny little hand grab my ankle. I was flying around out of body and I could feel these little fingers. And I know that some astral travelers report little tiny parasites or creatures, and this is what that felt like, a little froggy type thing, I don't know. But I peeled off its little fingers pretty easily and got away and really had no problem. I've never had any problem with hostile entities. But I think if you do, you can always, there's a number of things you can do, such as calling on your spirit guides or just basically returning back to your body. And again, if you feel any fear, you're going to be drawn right back into your body anyway. So this is not really a huge problem. Your biggest danger is just controlling your emotions. Now, repercussion. This is another question I get often. People think, if I'm out of body, what happens if somebody touches me? Is that going to be dangerous? Well, a lot of astral travelers actually sleep with their husbands and wives and have had no problem. And I've had that the same experience. I've been in the same bed with someone and astral traveled and had no problem. I've been woken up while I've been out of body too. And really the only effect is that you come back very quickly and sort of slam into your body really hard. And your heart might beat quickly for a few seconds. Another time I slammed back in too hard and I was dizzy. I had a little bit of vertigo for about a minute. But it passed really quickly. I know of no cases in which repercussion represented a real problem or caused any injury. So again, this is not something I would really worry too much about. Though as a beginner, it might be a good idea to do these exercises alone and in a quiet place, just so you can relax, basically. So that's basically it. There are no real dangers other than confronting your own emotions. I mean, once you go out of body, you'll know what I mean, because the astral plane ruled by thought. When you go out of body in the astral dimensions, you are able to manifest completely lifelike environments and people with your thoughts. That is, if you can control your thoughts. But the astral body is also known as the desire body or the emotional body. So any emotional issues that you haven't worked out in your waking life sort of become instantly manifest when you go out of body. Therefore, your early OBEs are likely to be pretty emotional experiences. And it can be pretty scary at first, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. The point is, the out-of-body experience, it does represent a superior state of consciousness. While it can be scary and confusing, even embarrassing, trying to reach this mystical state is not at all dangerous. And there are a huge number of benefits, and this is what I really want to talk some about, too. There are a lot of reasons why you should really learn this. Most people, I think, they have no idea how fun, how amazing, freeing, and how powerful the out-of-body experience is, or else they would adjust their priorities today and spend all their time trying to get out-of-body. I mean, the benefits are amazing. I think probably the number one benefit, at least for me, is the ability to fly. At the time I was learning OBEs, I also was doing a number of extreme sports, including skiing, snowboarding, mountain biking, kayaking, things like this, all of which were really a pale imitation compared to the excitement of the out-of-body experience. Flying while out-of-body is unbelievably exhilarating. It's refreshing, it's freeing. It's the most unbelievably fun experience I think you can have, and a really good reason to try. Another reason to go out-of-body, I think, is to learn about yourself, basically become spiritually enlightened. I think it's a great pathway to spiritual enlightenment. When you go out of body, you can learn all about your past lives. You can learn the reasons you have chosen the life you are living. You can meet your higher self. You can call on God, visit with God, or visit deceased loved ones. You can attend out-of-body classes and self-development. Going out of body really will prove to you once and for all that life after death is real, and therefore it will remove your fear of death, which is really the ultimate fear and paralyzes a lot of people in their behavior. And really it gives you a huge leg up, too, when you have the ultimate out-of-body experience. So you'll know all about the afterlife and what to do, and you'll be able to advance much more quickly than the average person. Another great benefit of the out-of-body experience, shouldn't be underestimated, is that you live your life more fully. I mean, you actually expand it by one-third. Now think about this for a second. Most people sleep through one-third of their lives, unconscious, unaware. That means if you live to be age 90, which is probably what the average is right about now, you will have spent no less than 30 complete years unconscious, which is a long time. So by becoming aware of your nighttime adventures and staying awake all through the night, which you can do, and still get enough rest, you're able to increase your life experiences by one-third, by 30 years. So this is huge. another really good benefit of going out of body is improving your health. If you have any health problems, going out of body can actually cure you of a number of different conditions, or practically anything, I believe. Not only do you experience increased energy and elevated moods, but you can cure yourself of just about any disease. There are so many different cases of people who have done this. Albert Taylor, he's an out-of-body explorer. He wrote an amazing book called Soul Traveler. He cured himself of multiple sclerosis. Marilyn Hughes has written a number of books. She's had several healings, one of a crushed finger and others. Rosalind McKnight cured herself of hemorrhoids. Terrell Wilson cured himself of a head cold and others. Bruce Mullen, he's written many amazing books, which are really sort of required reading, I think, for people who are interested in this subject. He was able to cure himself of a chronic liver disease called sarcoidosis. And I myself have also experienced healing energies which helped me with my own condition of a rheumatoid arthritis, which I talk more about in my book. But the point is, you can heal yourself while out of body, and not only heal yourself, but others. Another great benefit is the increase in psychic awareness. Going out of body just brings up your psychic centers to an incredible degree. If you go out of body, you'll begin to experience a huge variety of psychic abilities, including telepathy, or reading minds, clairvoyance, which is seeing different or distant locations, precognitive dreams, premonitions, or waking visions, and more. Levitation. Several out-of-body travelers have reported levitating, healing abilities, sensing the presence of spirits. This is really one of the most exciting benefits because it has a direct influence on your waking life. For me, barely a day goes by where I don't have some, at least little, psychic event. And I think all of the advanced astral travelers will tell you the same story. The human body, I think, has unbelievable, incredible potentials that we've only begun to tap, to realize. And the out-of-body experience is one of the quickest and most effective ways, I think, to develop your psychic awareness. And it doesn't matter if you believe in psychic powers or not. I think the out-of-body state, again, represents a superior state of consciousness and a higher state of awareness. And if you are able to go out-of-body, it will definitely open you up psychically. Now, you're going to have to decide for yourself if you really want to go out of body. But the way I look at it is you're already doing it, so why not? Why not remember? It's going to give you a huge leg up on other people. When your time comes to have your ultimate permanent out-of-body experience when you die, you'll know all about the astral planes. I think it's a mystical state of consciousness that everybody is going to eventually experience. I think it's a necessary step in a person's spiritual evolution. And I think if you listen this far, you're probably ready. So let's just dive right into the methods. There are probably, 20, 30, 40 people who have come forward claiming this ability to go out of body regularly. I don't know how many people have the ability, but I'm sure that there's thousands or hundreds of thousands or more. There's a lot of people are doing this. But everyone has sort of different stories of how they stumbled upon this ability. Like Robert Peterson, he became involved after just hearing about a friend's out-of-body experience. He did the exercises, and now he's writing books and conducting seminars and having major experiences. Albert Taylor, he started going out of body after he saw Out on a Limb with Shirley MacLaine, which just had a little segment about out of body experiences. Oliver Fox and Terrell Wilson, both out of body explorers, they started having astral projection after pursuing some courses in self-improvement and psychic development. There's a lot of different things that can trigger this. Marilyn Hughes, she started going out of body after the birth of her first child. Robert Monroe, he's the father of the out-of-body experience. He's written 3 books, very influential. He started having experiences after experimenting with anesthesia and sleep learning tapes. Vicki Pomeroy, she just recently released a book. Her experiences began after she just started sitting down meditating on her stream of consciousness. So myself, my experiences began as a direct result of my mother's death and seeing her ghost. Some projectors, some of the advanced projectors, say that they were projecting ever since early childhood. I think everyone's probably different. But most of astral travelers use their own personalized method to achieve this state, though all these methods, I think, follow the same basic three steps. So let's just go through these three steps. Step one is physical relaxation. Now, this is the first and most important step to going out of body, and probably the most difficult, and I think where most people fail. I mean, it may seem deceptively simple, but the level of relaxation necessary for the out-of-body experience can be really hard to achieve. I mean, you must be able to achieve total body relaxation. Just being relaxed enough to go to sleep isn't necessarily relaxed enough. I mean, many people sleep and still grind their teeth or clench their fists. You want to be able to relax to a point where you almost don't feel your body. To achieve this necessary state of relaxation, what you're going to want to do is find a very comfortable and quiet location. Lay down and cover yourself with a blanket. Make sure your bladder is empty. And probably best if you haven't eaten too much or taken any alcohol or other mind-altering substances. And basically just relax. Start with your toes and go through each muscle group. Command your muscles to relax. It may help if you flex and release each muscle group as you travel up your body, up your legs, your arms, your torso. And do this several times. It usually takes me 20, 30 minutes to get relaxed enough to the point where I can go out of body. You want to get to the point where you're at the very edge of sleep and wakefulness. And this can be really hard. It's sort of like walking a tightrope of awareness, and it takes some practice. If you keep falling asleep, try changing your position to a position that makes sleeping difficult for you. If you sleep on your back, turn on your side or something like this. Or you might try sitting comfortably in a leisure chair. Some people are able to do the out-of-body experience that way. I don't think it matters which direction you're facing, north, south, east, or west, or on your stomach or back or anything like this. I've been able to project from basically every position. So that, I don't think, has a huge effect on the experience. It's mostly just relaxation. You want to relax to the point where you feel one or more of these seven following sensations, okay? So first is heaviness. You may, as you're relaxing, you may feel like your body is actually being pressed into the mattress. Or you may feel the second one, which is lightness, a fluttering feeling or a weird floaty feeling. A third sensation is movement. You may feel like your body is actually turning over, or you might feel slight jerking movements. You know how sometimes when you're falling asleep and you feel yourself lunging for something or like you're falling down? That is basically you going out of body or coming back, and you're not recalling it, or you're remembering only a portion of it, or it's an out-of-body experience that's cut short. So you may feel some movement. Another really common sensation is vertigo or lightheadedness or dizziness. A fifth sensation is sleep paralysis. As you're relaxing, you may suddenly find that you're unable to move your limbs and that your entire body has become totally paralyzed. Don't be afraid. This is a good sign. Another sensation, the sixth sensation, is numbness. And another good sign, you may actually feel that you can't feel your body at all, which is great. And the last sensation is vibrations, and this is probably a state that's known by all the out-of-body travelers. It's called the vibrational state, and when you reach a certain point of relaxation, your body is overcome by this electrical type of vibration, which can be either mild or very, very strong, and it might even feel like you're being electrocuted, basically. But again, all of these sensations are great signs. Any one of them means that you are physically primed and ready to go out of body. And again, these sensations can be really powerful at first, but don't be afraid. There's no reason to be alarmed or anything, because these sensations pass really quickly once you go out of body. And once you get good at it, you can bypass all these pre-flight sensations and just pop right out of your body at will. So the most important of these, again, is the vibrational state, and I think it represents the nexus between the physical and astral worlds. So that's the one you'll definitely feel once you, right before you pop out of body. And just let it build up as strong as you can get it, and it will propel you right out. Now, step two is mental relaxation. While you're relaxing your body, you also have to relax your mind. The problem is, each of us experiences a continual stream of consciousness, day and night, without stopping. It's all the time, constantly, we're thinking. Our stream of consciousness is basically our thoughts, emotions, our judgments, our feelings, everything we think or feel. And it goes on all day, and at night it doesn't stop. It continues just like it does during the day. And as we relax and fall asleep, this stream of consciousness turns into images and dreams. And we basically become entranced by our own thoughts and fall unconscious into the dream state. And in our dreams, we are totally convinced we are still awake. In fact, we are asleep and dreaming. And many of us, we go to bed with our minds running a mile a minute. And this is just not going to do if you want to go out of body. So to relax mentally, it's very simple. All you have to do is objectively observe your stream of thoughts without becoming attached to them or believing that they are real. I mean, if you are physically relaxed enough, these thoughts will turn into vivid color images. This thought stream will slow down and eventually almost stop. Basically, what you want to do is process all the day's images and sensations so that you don't fall into a dream state where you have to process them. So don't worry if your thoughts don't disappear completely. That's a really hard state to achieve. But the goal is to reach a point where you can focus your attention only on one thing, on what is really important, which is going out of body, and which is the third step. Now, step three is a two-part. It includes affirmations and visualizations. So now that you're totally relaxed, mentally and physically, and you're lying in your bed on the edge of sleep, and your mind is quiet, you want to start with two basic affirmations. As you're falling asleep, repeat over and over again, "Now I travel out of my body." Or you could say, "I am now out of my body." Either one is fine. Just say it over and over. Sort of use your intention, your desire, and all your willpower and command from the deepest recesses of yourself that tonight you will go out of body. Affirm this over and over until it basically consumes your thoughts. That's how I was able to do it. I really had to obsess myself with the subject. Each night before I went to bed, I would read about it and think about it and do these affirmations. The second affirmation is to tell yourself that you will remember everything that occurs to you during your nightly adventures, the dream world. It's your right to remember what happens to you. So demand it. Demand that you have access to all your memories of what happens to you at night. Tell yourself in whatever way you can to convince yourself that you will recall all of your dreams and all of your out-of-body experiences that night, and that nothing will escape your attention. Just say it over and over again as you're relaxing your mind and your body. And then we move to the second part of the third step. Now you're ready for the visualizations. And there are literally hundreds of these. And most of the astral travelers, I mean, you'll have to choose your own one, whichever works best for you. I've done most of these at one point or another. So I'm going to go through 20 of, I think, what are the most popular and useful methods. So the first one is what I call the flash, which is basically visualizing yourself running as fast as you can. Once you're totally relaxed, in bed, lying there, just completely relaxed, just visualize yourself running along a pathway, or it doesn't matter, a field, and just feel yourself as much as you can running. Don't move your body. Don't even think about your physical body. Just let yourself running, and this will pop you right out of your body. And most of the visualizations involve this type of thing, of movement. Though there are other ways. Some involve sensations, so I'll get to that. Another exercise is spinning. Just imagine yourself spinning like a Wonder Woman or like a top. Any sort of image that will do for you, just imagine yourself spinning. This will pull you right out. Another is to sort of rock back and forth and roll out of bed. I'll tell you how many times I've had an out-of-body experience after I kept falling out of bed, and then I would wake up and realize I was actually out of body. So that's a method I use a lot, too, along with the above ones. Another real common method is just leaping out. The instant you feel those vibrations, you'll know it, because they're very powerful. Just leap out, jump up as quickly as you can, and you'll just pop right out of your body. There are other ways. Another way, a fifth method, is what I call the countdown method. You can either count up or down. Counting up is probably probably easier. And in this method, what you do is you just say, 1, I'm out of body. 2, I'm out of body. 3, I'm out of body, as you're falling asleep. Just repeat this and count upwards. And this focuses your mind and will take your waking awareness right into the dream state, and you'll pop out of body. Another really good method, this is great for beginners, and most people have probably already had an experience like this. I call it the love connection. What you want to do is focus all your attention on someone you know who is deceased, that you love deeply or have a really strong connection with. As you fall asleep, visualize this person as completely as you can and ask them to come to you and take you out of body. And they will do it. You'll be surprised. A lot of people have had dreams where they've met deceased loved ones. And these are really out-of-body experiences. So that's a great method. Another method is an occult method from the East. It's called Anahat, A-N-A-H-A-T. I learned this in a Gnostics class, which I took about how to go out of body. And basically what this is basically relaxing to the point where you can start to hear the humming noise in your brain. It's sort of a high-pitched hum, and you want to focus completely on that until it starts to get really, really loud. And as you do, it will turn into the vibrational state, and you'll pop right out of body. It's a great method. Another really good method is to imagine that you're on the bow of a boat in the ocean going through really big waves. So you imagine yourself going up and down on this bow of a boat, and that will pop you right out of body if you're relaxed enough. All of these methods really require relaxation. Another method, the ninth method, is push-ups. Just pretend you're doing push-ups. Actually, any exercise will do. Jogging, jumping jacks, anything like this, anything involving movement of your physical body will push you right out of your physical body. Some people just do better with sort of visualization in which they imagine their body is composed of mist. So what you just do is you lie there in bed and imagine your body turning into clouds and mist and just sort of floating upwards and just blowing with the wind, becoming like the wind. And that works too. Another method is imagining yourself tied to balloons, helium balloons. So as you're lying there relaxing, just imagine you've got balloons tied to your arms and legs and your entire body, and then it's pulling you upwards, and this will pop you right out. Another method, number 12, is appealing to your spirit guides. And this is a really powerful method because all of us have spirit guides. These are people who are deceased, who are connected to us in other lifetimes, and it is their job basically to follow us and provide assistance whenever they can. And they're there to help you go out of body. So what you want to do in this case is just, as you're lying there, call out to them. Say, I want to meet my spirit guides. I would like to talk to my spirit guides and have them take me out of body. Ask for it. Demand it. It's your right. So it's a great method, and almost all astral travelers will tell you that they're guided by their spirit guides. In my own case, I rarely see spirit guides. There's only been, I don't know, maybe a half dozen or more experiences I've had where my spirit guides are visible. But I know they're there just out of my sight. Another method is, number 13, is trampoline. Just to visualize yourself jumping up and down on a trampoline. Very easy to do. and very effective. A really common method is number 14, the rope method. As you're lying there in bed, just or in your easy chair, wherever you are, visualize a rope or a pole hanging down from the ceiling above you and extending all the way to about a foot above where you're sleeping. And as you are totally relaxed, you'll be able to visualize this rope more and more clearly until suddenly it will be totally clear, as if it's actually physically there. I mean, it's amazing how real this rope will feel to you. And you just reach up and grab it, and you pull yourself right out of body. It's a weird feeling. It's kind of like pulling glue off the top of your hand or something, or there's a weird sort of surface tension feeling as you pop out of body, but it's great. I mean, it doesn't hurt or anything like that. Another method is imagining yourself on an escalator or an elevator. That's pretty effective. Another really good method, the 16th method, is what I call bilocation. So what you want to do is just visualize yourself in a room or a location that you know really well. It can be your bedroom. It can be, you know, your living room or a friend's house or a nature scene. Just as long as you are very, very familiar with it so that you can visualize it very clearly. And probably not a good idea to visualize yourself laying in bed where you already are because that sort of defeats the purpose. But what you do is you just visualize this scene as clearly as you can. And suddenly you'll find yourself in a scene, in the scene that you're imagining. So this might take you into a lucid dream or into an out-of-body experience. Either way, it's a really effective method. A good method for beginners, number 17, is what I call the reach-out method. And I've never actually been able to do this very effectively, but a lot of people have reported this experience where they go partially out of body. So as you're lying there relaxed and you're beginning to feel these sensations of vertigo, lightness or heaviness or numbness, instead of going all the way out of body, just take one finger and lift it up, or your arm or your leg, and reach out. And you'll be amazed. You can actually reach out and touch the other side of the room, or because your astral body, again, is flexible and can stretch. It's elastic. And this is good if, you know, you have some fear issues, because it will take you slowly out of your body. Another method is imagining yourself on a diving board or a cliff. So you'll have to have some courage to do that, to jump off a cliff. That's another effective method. Another method that works really well is imagining yourself in a rocket ship, because this way you don't have to do any body movement yourself. You can just imagine the environment around you. A rocket ship is pulling you upwards, and it's actually really effective. And number 20, and probably one of the most important, is the lucid dream approach. Lucid dreaming, again, is when you become aware in your dreams while you are dreaming. And there are a number of different ways you can achieve lucid dreaming, which I'll talk about. But it's a really crucial step, I think, to out-of-body experiences. And you'll want to start keeping a dream book and writing down all your dreams and all your out-of-body experiences, because, again, they're very closely related. And as you perform these exercises, there is another thing you'll want to know about, which are called exit distractions. These are basically loud noises that occur immediately prior to exiting the body. And these sounds could be virtually anything. I mean, I've heard roaring sounds, squealing of animals, voices, people shouting, furniture being moved, my name being called, crashing sounds. There's a whole list of them. Some people have heard cursing. I've never heard anything like that. Just ignore them and continue on with your visualizations. Pay no attention, because they will actually pull you back into your body and cut your astral projection short. But so each of these above visualizations will propel you right out of your body, and suddenly you'll find yourself floating above your body in the middle of your bedroom. And depending upon your level of awareness, you may have difficulty seeing and moving and maintaining consciousness and trouble with your memory. But at this point, you should congratulate yourself. You've made it out of body. I mean, now you're ready to have some real fun. But before we start to talk about how we maintain and control the out-of-body state, I want to talk a little bit about what you can do during your waking hours, during every day, things that can help you achieve the out-of-body state at night. So, I mean, there are lots of things you have to do during the day, or should do. Because I think the real secret to achieving the out-of-body state is memory. We're all going out of body every night. We're just not remembering it. If we had our full memories, we'd remember all our past lives and all of this. So this is the real secret. The problem is how to move also your waking consciousness into the sleep state. So that is really the main obstacle. It's when we're asleep, our dreams are so vivid that we assume we are awake. It never occurs to us that we're dreaming. So what you want to do is question the validity of your dream environment, and therefore you can realize that you are dreaming while you are dreaming and become lucid. And this is the single best method to going out of body. I mean, you could forget everything else I've said so far and just do this, and this will take you right out of body. All day long, I mean, you have to recognize when you're out of body and when you're not. So throughout the day, you want to constantly test your environment and ask yourself, am I dreaming or am I out of body right now? The more often you do this, the more often you will ask this same question during the sleep state, and you will wake up out of body. And this is a really strong method and really important. I know it sounds strange, but it works. So here's a few things that you can do to conduct a reality test of when you're awake. So when you're awake, what you want to do is just pull your finger. Take your one hand and pull on the finger of your other hand. And I know it sounds strange, but when you do this in the sleep state, in the dream state, what will happen is your finger will become elastic and you will be able to pull it into a long 3-4 foot string. It can be a little strange, but it will make you realize that you're out of body. Another very similar method is just to carry around a tennis ball or any small object will do and just throw it up and down throughout the day. The more often you do this, again, the more effective it will be. Each time you throw this ball up, pay attention to if it comes back down or not. Because in the out-of-body state, everything floats. There's no gravity. So the ball will float and stay floating in the air, and this will tell you that you're out of body. Another really good method is what I call penetration. Because you're able to penetrate physical objects while out of body, and on the astral plane you can penetrate objects, what you want to do is take your finger and press it into the countertop, the desk, the wall, any solid object, and see if you can push your finger through it. Now don't hurt yourself, just try it lightly, because it's pretty obvious that you can't do it on the physical plane. But when you're in the astral plane, you can, and this will wake you up instantly. Another method is to just jump up throughout the day a couple of times, maybe not at work because people are going to think you're nuts, but just whenever you can. And when you do it out of body, when you're in the out of body state, I mean, you will start flying and you will become awake and aware that you're out of body while you're out of body. All of these are basically involve what I call critical reflection, which is, again, testing your environment, your state of consciousness. So you want to, all day long, look for anomalies, things that are disobeying the laws of physics, because in the dream state, there's always some type of cue, some anomaly, something that's wrong that will alert you to the dream state. I mean, either the driveway will be facing the wrong way, or trees will be a wrong color, or a person will have three eyes. There's always something, virtually every dream, that is designed to wake you up. So you want to pay very, very careful attention to your dreams and to anomalies in your dreams and in the waking state. And again, this is the single most important thing to going out of body. You can forget everything except that, critical reflection. And that works great. I mean, the point is, learning to go out of body, it's sort of like learning a musical instrument or an extreme sport. most of us are physically able to play a piano or walk a tightrope or even do brain surgery. Physically, we could, but we don't have the knowledge of how to do it. And it's exactly the same with the out-of-body experience. You already have the physical ability. All you need is the knowledge. Astral projection is a simple matter of applied knowledge, but you absolutely must put in the effort, the time, and the discipline necessary. I mean, if you were to spend your time learning the out-of-body experience as you study any other field of knowledge, you know, like full-time, eight hours a day, you would advance very, very quickly. So let's talk a little bit about maintaining consciousness. Okay, you've made it out of body. Congratulations. But if you're like most people, you're in for a real shock. I don't want to set up any expectations. You may have no trouble at all. But a lot of early projectors become overwhelmed by very powerful emotions. As I said, you know, the astral body is called the emotional body and the desire body. So when you go out of body, you'll learn all about your attachments. I mean, if you've ever heard of the term hungry ghost, people basically become ghosts because they are attached to the physical world and still crave physical sensations. This is one common reason. So when you pop out of body, you realize you are actually a ghost, and you become overwhelmed with really powerful cravings. And for myself, these included food and sex. So I spent a lot of early out-of-body experiences manifesting these enormous feasts of food. I'd eat chicken and sour cream and onion, potato chips, ice cream, brownies, pizza, you name it. I'd just shove it down my throat. And then I'd have to manifest, you know, people basically to have sex with. And only then was I able to sort of solicit out-of-body experiences of a higher level. So the point is just be prepared to handle powerful feelings and cravings, and you'll get through it. So here's some good methods you can use to maintain your awareness, because it's really hard to stay awake while out-of-body. Whenever you pop out-of-body and you start to feel yourself losing consciousness, what you want to do is shout out clarity or raise awareness. Because, again, the astral planes are really responsive to thoughts, and your thoughts will manifest in full color, just like waking life. So by demanding clarity, this will raise your awareness. And this is the best method to maintaining awareness while out of body, I think. Though an equally powerful method, and I think necessary, is to keep what Robert Bruce calls a running commentary. In other words, as soon as you go out of body, constantly tell yourself, I am out of body, just constantly. And you'll see the need for this once you go out, because it's really hard to remember. You'll want to commit to memory everything that happens to you, and because it's very easy to forget while you're out of body. You want to remain as analytical and in full possession of your senses as possible. And another method, if you feel yourself losing consciousness, is to just spin. This works really well and will pull you right back into the out-of-body state. You might also have some trouble seeing and moving. Because, I mean, it's like you're a newborn baby in a brand new body, which, in a way, you are. So astral vision will unfold for you naturally, I think. If you have trouble seeing it first, just try picking a point of light and focusing on it until it becomes clear. You might try shaking your head slowly or very slowly opening and closing your eyes. Though do it slowly, because this will usually bring you right back to your body. But your vision will eventually improve. In fact, out-of-body vision is superior to physical vision. If you get good at it, you can expand your vision to include panoramic vision and zoom vision and even x-ray vision. So just basically, you just want to practice, and practice makes perfect. And it's exactly the same with movement. It's movement while out of body is difficult at first. For me, I mean, I would find myself floating in the middle of the room, unable to move, or I would become stuck inside of walls, or I would leap around in huge leaping steps uncontrollably. But with practice, I learned that you use the power of thought. Instead of physically trying to walk, you kind of just think yourself to a location. And you'll find pretty soon that you can fly and move through solid objects and go at supersonic speeds to distant locations. I mean, I was able to go from San Diego to L.A. and back in a matter of seconds. So, again, movement is much superior than out of body than physically. I heard that Robert Monroe and others have been able to travel to the moon, and I knew I had to try that. So one day I popped out of body, and I remembered that's what I wanted to do, and I was able to do it. I flew upwards until I saw the moon. It took a few minutes, but I found it, and I got there. It took, you know, a few minutes to get there, actually. I was surprised. But, I mean, you can't imagine how amazing it is to just stand there on the surface of the moon. And no one ever believes me, but I'm telling you, this anyone can do this. There's a lot of... Okay, basically, now you have all the tools that you need to achieve and maintain the out-of-body experience, and you're ready. After all your hard work, you can now have some really... a lot of fun. And here's just a few experiments that you can do before we close this workshop. And these are some of the things that you can do once you pop out of body. The first thing you're going to want to do is explore the physical world. And you'll fly around your house, move through walls, visit your friends, and prove to yourself you're out of body. You might find yourself with a strong desire to communicate with living people or moving objects. I still have problems with this. And most astral travelers are unable to do it. They can't move physical objects, though some say that they have. So it depends sort of on the density of your physical body or of your astral body. So if you're able to control the density of your astral body, which is pretty advanced, then you'll be able to move objects. But that's for another course. You'll find, however, that, you know, voyeurism loses its charm pretty quickly and that there are a lot more fun things to do on the higher planes. So, and the astral body actually moves naturally to the astral plane. It's hard to stay in the physical world. So you'll find yourself automatically going into the astral planes. And if you don't, you can just fly quickly upwards at high speeds or through barriers like walls, and that will often take you into the astral plane. So another fun experiment to do is just manifest your thoughts. Again, when you're on the astral plane, your thoughts manifest in full color. So it's great fun to explore the powers of your mind. You can enjoy great feasts of food and other sensual delights, and basically, you can create anything you can think of. The only limit is your imagination. Our third exercise is to visit deceased loved ones. This is the most amazing and rewarding aspect of OBEs, and it was really the reason I did it, so I could visit my mother, which I was able to do. I had the most amazing reunion with her, and she looked about 25 years old. And in fact, when I pop out of body, I too get younger. I've lost most of my hair now, but when I pop out of body, all my hair comes flowing back and my wrinkles disappear. So it's an amazing experience, and really one of the best reasons to go out of body is to visit the heavenly realms. Another really fun experiment is calling on your past lives. But a little warning here, this can be traumatic emotionally because you're often brought back to the most traumatic or important experience of that lifetime, which is usually the death scene. So I've done this a number of times. I remember dying in the Holocaust, and I remember being an escaped slave in the South. I remember being a Native American teenager and going on this amazing vision quest. Another time I was a soldier who drowned in a shipwreck. One time I called for a past life, and I relived an experience where I was basically raped and murdered. So it can be traumatic, but it's a lot of fun, too. Another really fun experiment is calling on your spirit guides or your higher self or even God. I mean, all you have to do is just shout out the command and see what happens. I've done all of this experiments, which I talk more about in my book, and it's a really highly spiritual experience, which I totally recommend. Any command that you give is extremely powerful while out of body. If you say your name while out of body, this might have a powerful reaction. A really great command is just to shout out to your higher self, take me where I need to go. And this always proves interesting for me. I mean, it's taken me to some really amazing experiences. Another fun thing to do is just to ask to be taken to a healing realm. Or, you know, you can actually heal other people, not only yourself. So these are things you can do. Another thing is, there are astral schools of knowledge on the astral plane. So you can visit the Akashic Library and learn about the past, the present, or future events. I've had a couple of really amazing past life experiences there. So as you can see, the out-of-body experience holds the potential to really transform your life in a positive way. You don't need any special skills. All you really need is the desire. I've taught many people to go out of body by using these above methods. One lady, she came to one of my seminars, And she told me that she had her first out-of-body experience on the night before the class. So I'm really, all it takes is just the desire to do it, and you can be successful. And that's basically it. So I want to thank you for taking this adventure with me. I hope you found it informative and entertaining. And if you'd like more information, please feel free to contact me. My email is prestone@pacbell.net. This is on my website, actually, and my website is www.prestondennett.com. That's D as in David, E-N-N-E-T-T, all one word. There's also an excerpt of my book and some of my other books on the website. So thank you again, and I would like to end this workshop with a wish and a blessing that you too will partake of the infinite joy, power, and knowledge and freedom of the out-of-body experience. Thank you.
You have been listening to a Blog In Broadcasting service, a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much, and good night.